For Hollywood, 2017 was not a great year for the box office. But there was one interesting thing. In 2017, movies led by women took the top three spots for the highest grossing movies in the U.S. and Canada. Number one, Star Wars. The Last Jedi had four leading ladies, including young Rey, trying to find her way with the Force.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
The number two movie was the live-action remake of Beauty and the Beast, starring Emma Watson as Belle, another woman looking for something more exciting.
There goes the baker with his tray, life always.
And rounding out the top three, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
If no one else will defend the world, then I must.
This is the first time since 1958 that so many movies led by women topped the box office in a single year. That's according to Alicia Malone, a correspondent at Fandango.
Hollywood seems to have amnesia when it comes to the success of women. It's a surprise every time it happens, and then quickly it fades away, and they continue with male-led movies.
Women dominated not just the box office, but many of the Oscar contenders, too. Movies like Lady Bird.
I want to go where culture is, like
New
York.
How in the world did I raise such a
snob? Or at least Connecticut or New Hampshire.
The Shape of Water.
I answer mostly on account of she can't talk. Mute, sir.
And The Post.
We can't hold them accountable if we don't have a newspaper.
Alicia Malone of Fandango says all these leading women driving ticket sales and critical success, this was not a coincidence.
This shows that audiences are really hungry for seeing women in the lead roles. And I hope that Hollywood listens and this becomes more of a trend and we see more opportunities for women in the future.
Malone says the future could be as soon as this year with movies like Ocean's 8 and A Wrinkle in Time in the pipeline.